then by that time, what were the other companies that you were either competing with or were also doing the same thing?
Well, Sam Rader jumped in there pretty good with Coldwell Banker. He was probably giving us as big a fit as anybody, I mean, competition-wise.
Gordana Duca was...
Gordana, I trained Gordana.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Gordana's husband was a police officer, and she worked at a bank. She was a teller at a bank. Very sharp girl. Very sharp memory. She could remember things that 20 years ago. I mean, she really could. I'll tell you a story on that. We were in Hawaii. I'd taken some of the agents on a trip because they'd won a contest. We're walking across the street, Gordana and me and a couple of the other agents. Their stoplight, and we got in the middle of the street, and she turns over and says, "Charlie," or something. And we stopped, so she turns around and walks back with him, and we kept going across the street. Turns out that she went to high school with him and remembered him. But she did have a fantastic memory, and she's a very sharp girl. She started her own company and did very well with it.
Did that bother you?
No, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I've always told the agents, if you want to start a company and I can help you in any way, maybe loan you some money if you need it. Competition's good. Good competition's good for you. Never bothered me a bit. I was happy for him.
McGraw was probably another name, too.
Joe McGraw, yeah. Joe was a senator at one time, you know, Oklahoma senator. And he had a real estate company, but I don't think he had anything back when he was a senator. Finally, yeah, he grew, and he was very, very good company. Joe's done well.
Your sales meetings, did you conduct them?
Yes, most of the time I did, up until the last, and the managers conducted them, because I had five offices, and I couldn't very well.
What was your style? To help, to threaten, to say if you don't...
Oh, no, 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 you never threaten. You try to help them is what you try to do. You try to find out, you know, what they're weak in or what they're not doing, and you just want to try to make them better agents, and the only way you can make them better agents is they have to be willing to start with. And you got some that never going to make it. They're not willing to put in the hours because it's a tough job. You know, most people work 8 to 5, but real estate is evenings, Saturdays and Sundays, open houses, things of that nature. It's not a 8 to 5 type of job. They have to be willing to do that, and a lot of people aren't willing, and a lot of people can't. A lot of people, women especially, some get in there, they've got children, they got families and husbands, and you know, they have other things.
Do you think a lot of people went into real estate because they thought it was easy?
I think they think it's a lot easier than it is, yes.
You mentioned females. There was one time, though, that females weren't really in the business, and it was mostly men. Isn't that true?
No, when I was in it.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh. I got my license in the late 50s, and I would say that there was probably more women than men.
Oh, at that time?
Mm-hmm.
And probably today there's more women than men.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Do you think women were more effective than men? The female buying likes to connect with the female.
You know, I don't know, because if you look back, and I don't know today because I've been out of it for 10 years almost, I have to think that there's a lot of good men that are good salespeople. But it seemed like, at least when I was in it up in 10 years ago, that the men just didn't, I don't know, they didn't want to work that hard, or women just seemed to dominate it, that's all I can tell you. I don't know why. And I think they still do today. I don't have any statistics, but...
Was there any time during your business that, I don't know if I'm going to make it, we're going to have to close the doors? Any time that ever happened to you?
Back when the interest rates went way up, I was nervous about it, but no, I never got to the point where I thought we were going to have to close the doors.
We should talk about your son, John Lewis, goes by J.L.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like that.
Oh, he doesn't?
Oh, he hates that.
J.L.?
Oh, yeah.
And how did he become known as J.L.?
Well, because when he came to work for me, I'd get a call for John Allen. He'd get half my calls. I'd get some of his. So I just started calling him J.L. Just started it, and it became a deal, and other people started picking it up. But no, he never did like it, and he hated it. He belongs to Cedar Ridge, and this has been a few months ago, maybe a year ago. One of the guys that he plays with comes in, and he says something about John. I said, I'll tell you what, you want to have some fun? When you're out there and he does something, say, hey, JL this, call him JL. And he did. He said, he doesn't like that, does he? He was someplace and someone called him JL. He says, my name isn't JL, it's John. And I'm probably the only one that calls him that much anymore.
Had he been in real estate someplace else when he came to you, or what?
He was in the Air Force and stationed down in San Antonio, and he got a real estate license down there. I don't think he did much with it. He kind of played with it, but he had a license. So when he got out, he came up here. He was married, and the girl he was married to was a realtor. She had a little old company, just kind of a one-man office deal. And he went to work for her. Well, she calls me one day and she says, "Will you do me a favor? Will you take him off my hands and teach him something?" She said, "I don't have the time." And I said, "Send him over." So anyway, I put him in there and tried to help him a little bit. It was a struggle. He had a hard time because he made some people mad. He had that attitude, "I'm the boss's son." And he got kind of cocky and lost a few agents over it.
How did you deal with that?
Very gently. You know, you can't just go in there and, like a wild man. I just talked to him. I told him, you know, you got to understand these people. You can't go and boss them around. They're independent contractors. They can go anywhere in town and go get a job. Every broker in town would be loved to hire them. You got to work with them and not scold them. Anyway, he finally kind of settled down and he learned and he did real well at the last. He was very good.